Well, these are the final moments of our week-long session here at Jikoji. Some of you have been sitting at home while we've been sitting up here. It's all the same space. As I offered incense just a little while ago and looked into the face of the wooden Buddha, what I saw first was a smile. And thought, I know why he's smiling. I feel like that too. How tremendously fortunate we are to be this practice. And to have a place in which to express it. This session has been wonderfully quiet, respectful, and very hardworking. I know all of you did a tremendous amount of work on the cushion and all around to keep everything going. It takes a lot to create a session and keep it alive as a breathing body. And most certainly that is what we were this week. Our focus was on gratitude, Paula's and mine, as we gave talks. And this is the moment for expression of particular gratitude for all the help that's been going on for maintaining a long-term sit like this. And it's very hard to hold it all in mind. But without Donna Lynn, who was the spirit of this place from beginning to end, and Wendy, who got it going in the first place many, many weeks ago, before we ever thought it was time to think about Sesshin, and mercifully somebody did, and got us going. So I thank you both, especially as the spirit of the coming together of us. And then that Michael offered to be our Tenzo was so touching to me. And that he's tenzoing right now just for us. So I hope you all have a chance to thank him for his work, and Greg, and all the others who jumped in. I know Jane and Samia, and I'm sure a lot of the rest of you had a hand in the chopping of vegetables and the making of soup. Dennis, thank you for holding the Doan position and making, as Carolyn said, making such beautiful music of it. It makes a difference. It's not just keeping the time. It's sending out reverberations of our sitting into the universe. And that happened all this week very beautifully.
And Peter.
Thank you, Peter. There's some background people like Joe, sort of kept us going and encouraged and taught when there were times and places to be gussied up a little bit. That was very nice. And all the help of the coming and going and the work period, the sewing, taping of the talks, or whatever you call this mechanical thing. And Paula, for her absolute composure that inspired us all. Your ability to stay with it in spite of however you might have been feeling. It's hard to be Shuso. Shuso has to wake everybody up in the morning. Shuso is supposed to scrub the toilets. It's a very demeaning position. And she's supposed to take care of everybody, you know, change their diapers if they need it or whatever. You did a really good job, supported by Balin. Thank you very much. And the people who came from far away, it's so precious. The folks from San Diego, Yoshiko from Sacramento, coming from miles away to come and sit with us. Jane, all the way from Toronto, came from the deep snow to sit with us. Very, very precious. Thank you. I've forgotten something I know. The firekeeper, breeze spirit,
Jisha.
I always forget Jisha. She's just a part
so
of me.
Close, I know.
She's my right hand. I don't even think of her as another person. Thank you ever so much, both of you. Chris started out, and Laura just stepped right in at the drop of a hat and managed so beautifully, both of you, hauling me up the steps and down the steps. Couldn't have done it without you. So, we have one more thing to do. This is a very great honor to be able to come to this place where someone has been practicing so sincerely and so long and has so much to offer. And Paula has offered to meet you all face to face and receive you as you have something to say. I hope you all have cooked up a challenging question for her, because her role is to have a very spontaneous answer to you, from you. So we need to set up, and then we'll gather in here and have one more little ceremony for Shuso.